Let's start the show.
Well, I'm a comedian. I travel a lot, and needless to say, I get horny out there. I'm a chronic masturbator. I tried wagging off with my PC, but I felt like it was just too much clickety-clack, tickety-clack with my Mac. I mean, the video resolution is so clear, I can see parts of the vagina that I didn't even know existed. Labias and flabias and flip-flaps. Man, I'm a chronic masturbator. I don't know what they make the keys out of, but whatever it is, it's non-stick. And then with iTunes, I can actually listen to some of my favorite music while I'm masturbating. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with. I'm Dave Chappelle, and I love internet porn.
Hooray for me. You know, I'm glad y'all came, man. I'm glad that we're not canceled yet. We've been going hard. Tonight, I wanted to tackle something kind of serious. I don't know if anybody has seen me on Donahue recently. Has anyone seen it? Thank God. Didn't go quite as well as I thought it would because I was unprepared. The topic was angry white man. So they said, well, let's get Dave Chappelle for that. Maybe he'll be able to throw something in the conversation. I said, well, okay, I'll come over. Because I'm thinking we're actually going to have a conversation. But what happens on these shows is all the guests have an agenda. They come in there and they'll say the same things over and over again. And I thought we was just going to be talking. So halfway through the show, I just gave up. I have a tape. I'll show you some of the tape. It was embarrassing, man.
Now, what's happened? Here's what's happened because of that thinking, as well-intentioned as it may be, is you have taken the white people and you have, A, made them angry, and B, you talk, white people talk amongst each other. When they see a black person in a job in a company, they say, he is an affirmative action hire.
He's an affirmative action hire.
That's a lot better than saying, hey, that's homeless. I'd much rather be called an affirmative action hire than broke and unemployed. As you can see, though, from the tape, I really didn't have nothing to say. I was like, should I just choke somebody? Or? All right, let's take another look, see what else we got here.
I think one of the underlying issues here is that affirmative action forces somebody. You're forcing people. And anytime you force somebody, I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I don't like to be forced. When I'm pushed, I'm only pushed so far, and then I push back.
Forced? Oh, you mean like slavery forced? Remember that thing where you forced us to work, honey? What do you think? Black people was like, no problem, boss, I'd love to. Man, that was infuriating, man. But I, for one, I'm going to say it publicly. Not only am I for affirmative action, I will take it a step further. I want my reparations for slavery. That's right. I'm trying to get paid for the work of my forefathers. Done and done. The only thing that I would say is if we do ever get our reparations, which I doubt, but if we do, we black people have got to get together and come up with the plan for the money. This is a consumer-based economy. You can't just give black people all this money and turn them loose on the streets. That could be a potential disaster. I wonder what would happen if someone actually did that.
And now, a News Center 3 special report, Frank Dobson and Chuck Taylor.
Good afternoon. I'm Chuck Taylor. Frank Dobson died last night in his sleep. Our top story? As we all know, Congress recently approved paying over $1 trillion to African Americans as reparations for slavery. Well, today, the first checks were sent out. Wendy Mullen is standing by live in Queens with more. Wendy?
Thanks, Chuck. We're standing here in front of the Olympic Liquor Store in Queens, where scores of African Americans have been lined up for hours. We spoke to a few of them earlier. Ladies, may we get a word?
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
got your check. Do you plan on quitting your job driving this truck?
Truck driving? I ain't no truck driver. I'm a janitor.
Janitor?
That's right, baby. I just bought this truck straight cash. And I got enough cigarettes to last me and my family for the rest of our lives. I'm rich, bitch!
So, Chuck, as you can see, it's been a pretty amazing day. Back to you.
Wait, Wendy. Let me get this straight. Why aren't there any banks in the ghetto?
Well, Chuck, that's because banks hate black people. But I think that's about to change. Back to you.
I bet you're right, Wendy. Hot. Damn almighty, I bet you're right. Well, these checks aren't just affecting things on Beat Street. Wall Street is having a big day as well. Our financial correspondent Michael Peterson is there. Michael, what's happening?
Chuck, a lot of activity, as you can imagine, here on the market. These people are spending money like hotcakes. Get this. Sprint stock has skyrocketed after the news that 2 million delinquent phone bills have been paid just this morning. Incredible. Gold is way up. Diamonds are at their most expensive level ever. The catchphrase around here is certainly bling bling. Oil has dropped to $1.50 a barrel, while chicken shot to $600 a bucket. Amazing news there. Just about everything on the market is up. However, watermelon is surprisingly flat to find many analysts out there. Chuck, get this. 8,000 record labels have been started in the last hour. Incredible. Cadillac announced that they sold 3 million Escalade trucks this afternoon alone. It's incredible, Chuck. These people just seem to be breaking their necks to give this money right back to us. Folks, I am happy to report that the recession is now officially over, and we have nobody to thank but all these black people with their taste for expensive clothes, fancy cars, and, of course, gaudy jewelry. Chuck, I can't believe my ears. The news just keeps rolling in here. I've just been told that FUBU is now the world's largest corporation after merging with Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is another amazing development on an already amazing day, Chuck.
Flabbergasting. A truly wild day that none of us will ever forget, no matter how hard we try. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, the crime rate has fallen to 0%. How could that be? Did the Mexicans get money today, too? I shouldn't have said that. Listen, I think we'll be all right. Mexicans don't watch the news. Yeah, this was Telemundo.
Hachikachi, hachikachi.
Hey, we're going to pay some bills over here at Comedy Central, but don't go anywhere, because we'll be here when you get back, chilling.
Cigarette smoking can result in feelings of euphoria, increased alertness, rises in short-term memory, and can have a calming effect on nerves.
You know, they're not bad after unprotected sex with multiple partners either.
Hey, Scooter, you trying to get some of this?
Come on, dog. Look how quick you are. I was talking about the cigarettes, but come on in.
Man, we've been having us a blast here in the studio, man. This is great. And I got to tell you, you guys are one of the best-looking audiences I've ever seen in my life. I wouldn't lie to you. I've been looking around from the back, scoping out the ladies. You know what I like about ladies the most? Like when I look at how beautiful they are? Their titties. I'm sorry to say it. There's something about boobs. I'm a sucker for boobies. I mean, you know, I can't explain it. It's just, you know, especially in the summertime when y'all girls in New York be like taking them out on that parade before you pack them away for the winter. And then the dude will see one of y'all walking by, and we want to say something to you. I don't think it would be so bad if it was just like, man, you got some great boobs. But, you know, girls get mad at these kinds of things. They don't like that. They'll put them in your face, but it's like, don't talk about them. Just. But it's all right, gentlemen, because I, for myself, have put my mind to it and devised a way that I can compliment women on their breasts, and they will not get angry. I had a blast doing it. Check it out.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lyle, standing in New York City, boob capital of North America, looking for great New York boobs. Excuse me. Pardon me, miss. Hi, can I talk to you for 1 second? Pardon me, can I talk to you for my TV show? Please don't run. Boy, she had some sweet New York boobs. Hi, guys. I'm Lyle, and you have great New York boobs.
Oh, my God.
Hi, what's your name?
Jeannie.
Jeannie, you have great New York boobs. Fantastic. This is Joe Rogan from NBC's Fear Factor. Can I tell you something?
Certainly.
You have great New York boobs. Are we talking C cups? D cups, perhaps?
Yes, C. C cups.
Well, I drink from those C cups any day. Fabulous. They rest on my arm like an eagle on a perch. These are some of the best boobs you can see in the city. Romsky! Please don't run! They're busy. And this is Joe Rogan from NBC's Fear Factor. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You have great New York boobs. Fabulous.
Dad, man.
Well, sir, you have fabulous genetics. That's all I can tell you because you helped make a great set of New York boobs.
Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Pretty chicken sprinkle on their Chanel. After we them all in the club, frontin' like they don't smell. Then they call me Mr. Nice Guy like David Chappelle.
Jeez. Hey! Hey guys, welcome back to Chappelle's Show, man. You know, we better check in with Chuck Taylor and News Center 3 to see how those black folks are making out with their reparations checks.
And now, more Reparations 2003 with Chuck Taylor.
If you're just joining us, black people got their reparations checks today, and in short, all hell is broken loose. In sports, the Philadelphia 76ers took on the New York Knicks. But since none of the black players showed up, Todd McCullough ended up playing one-on-one with Travis Knight. McCullough had 75 points, beating Knight by 7. After the game, McCullough said that he was hurt that none of the black players showed up, but upbeat because he, quote, finally feels like he has a big penis. Welcome to the club, buddy. The Big Penis Club. Fortune magazine released their annual list of the 100 wealthiest people today, and Bill Gates has been overtaken. By whom, you ask? A Harlem resident named simply Tron. Our Stephanie Gold is standing by with him now.
So how did you become the world's wealthiest man, Tron?
Hot hand in a dice game, baby girl. 6 hours straight, talking about clackety, 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 clack. Now you're looking at the world's richest man, and I'm black. Kiss my black ass, America.
Yeah. All right, well, I think what everyone wants to know now is, what are you going to do with all this money?
I'm going to reinvest my money into the community.
Oh, that's a very nice gesture. What were you
saying?
Okay. Is that your son?
No, I just bought this baby cash. No, straight up, though, I'm going to do the real thing and spend this money for y'all honkies. Change your minds.
On that note, Chuck, we're going to send it back to you in the studio now.
Hold up, Chuck. I got your girl. What do you say about a little lap dance for the world's richest man?
Oh, well, if you put it that way, Chuck, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Stephanie. Another noob.
Suck my n-
We seem to have lost the feed. Anyhow, here with the weather is our old pal, reliable, friendly, portly, Big Al.
Happy Reparations Day. Happy Juneteenth. Just kidding. Chuck, I don't know if you know this, but I just handed in my resignation here at News Center 3 hours ago. And I'll tell you something else you probably didn't know. And that is this. This is not my real speaking voice.
Actually, Chuck, this is my real speaking voice. I talk like straight-up gangster, bitch. That ain't Big Al. It's Alton Sims, okay?
Big Al, seriously, what's the forecast for the tri-state area?
Oh, I don't know, Chuck. Why don't we take a look at my tri-state area map, which looks a lot like my big fat ass. Okay. Then we head to Connecticut. All the white folks drive down 95 and go straight into the Holland Tunnel. Uh-oh, look out. Here comes a big brown truck. Wait a minute, that ain't no truck.
My God, Miguel, it's disgusting.
I'm paid in shame.
Is that meatboxing?
You old pasty bastard. Look at you, Chuck. You look sick, man. You look like you just walked up from ground zero. This job sucks. Kiss the rings, bitch.
And there you have it. Excuse me. Incredible. I'm receiving word that Colin Powell has just bitch-slapped Vice President Dick Cheney. White people, run for cover. We'll be right back.
Hey, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Chappelle Show. Kiss the rings, bitch.
Wednesday night at 10:30, Comedy Central turns it over to Chappelle.
Get out of here, he's too far gone.
Word? Hey, you sneaking. You might as well just shoot yourself in the stomach and come lay down with me.
I was sneaking the same way, sir.
Stop looking at me!
But
step to what floor?
Same floor!
Get in on Chappelle's Show. New episode next Wednesday at 10:30, only on Comedy Central.
Somewhere, a manager needs someone to deliver a 12-ounce sirloin and a slab of baby back.
Bring your kids!
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at a very special location. I'm in heaven. It's filled with black women. There's asses shaking all the time in heaven. And Busta Rhymes comes and raps and digs in people's ears. Wow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make some noise for Busta Rhymes.
All right, y'all. I know what to do. Let's get it poppin'. Come on. Hey, yo. Y'all know what it is. Check it. It's good. Come on, baby. Come on. Hey, ain't no faking the fluids or the dripping on fans of the women that's taking it to it. While I'm taking you to it, no mistaking my crew is lit.
Come on, baby.
Got you back in no stupid. Yeah. No, I'm back in the Coopers. Just to tell you the truth, it's the brothers that be wildin' and blockin' the handy delusion. Pushing Lambos and Harleys, rockin' Roberto Cavalli. Now I got a new hobby. Damn it. Tattoo my body. Once we crash through the party, go ahead and spaz, girl. Huh? Two women name on my cook.
Of course your ass, girl.
We about to blast.
Come on.
Taking the hopper cookies like Jamaican dudes rockin' the chain inside the jersey. Take you on hotter journeys. The way we put it in, I'll be hitting the habit. You shit more than a
box of Hershey's.
We come to control it. Come to command it. Come up with the record. You know we come to
set it. You know it.
In case you ain't open, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to set it, just give me the. This one goes out to my soldiers that be slipping the bird. Cause all my shoulders ring up.
Come on, go. Just make it clap. Just make it clap.
The hot little mama,
shorty right there to holler.
Love your face, love your smile,
love that ass and that butt.
Make it bounce up and down like a six-foot Impala.
Turn around,
wiggle it
like you shaking nipple.
And the skin torn,
pretty,
and the love to wear.
Picky
boy, Gucci and Gabbana, and the leather roller sticky like a
trip in the city with a cherry apron.
Let's keep the tools out of avenue
and shout to you.
I throw some carrots in your pinky, have your naked wrist
bling.
I'ma bless you with it all, boo, but never say
give me split.
Pop yellow bottles, push lips and all models.
Oh,
on the Cotty Sports, Sunday Gucci goggles, I'm a dollar new brother, boo, enough for you to think it,
boo.
Hit me up later, we can go somewhere and kick it, boo. The name is Bliff, make your man hate me, cause my steak and gravy, bless my pipe, hey. Come on.
In case you ain't know it, in case you ain't heard.
And if you want us to sell it, just give me the
herd.
The sun goes out, tell my soldiers, get me flipping the birds. Now all my shorties wiggle, and they're shaking it.
Just make it clap.
Just make it clap. Everybody, just make it clap. Just make it clap. Clap.
Come on,
if you're ready,
be wildin' all night.
Make you feel
good,
make you feel
right.
Then we drunk off of the
Henny,
we don't wanna
hide. But these women be wearing me fitting real tight. We up in the club,
huh?
We
We outside. We like a couple of women. Let me bring on this side. Shorty dodging in there. Shorty trying to hide. Biggie dodging the new because you want to vibe. Come on if you already been on the hustle. Y'all with me. Come on if you're on the track. The hats on the hustle. Y'all with me. Come on.
You too. You too.
We bubble. Y'all with me. Come on. Devil and devil. How we be loving. Y'all with me. Come on.
Let's get it on and let me hit it with my fitted on. Never mind a slow jam.
Rock with a Biggie song.
Tripula.
But a song.
Show me that.
But a song.
Open up wide my swallow.
Let it off, yo. In case you
ain't heard,
what?
If you want
us to serve,
come on,
just
give me the
bird. Those eyes that be folded, that be
flipping the bird.
The arm I saw me swing up
and shaking that curl to make it clap. Just make it clap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bounce around. Yeah.
Bust the bus, man. I'd like to thank you for being on my show. Everybody in this room, I'd like to thank you for coming to my show. Everybody at home, I hope you're at home making your butt. All right, thanks for coming. See you next week. I'm out.
I'm rich, bitch.
All right, thank you.
Next Wednesday night at 10:30, Comedy Central turns it over to Chappelle.
Stop looking at me.
For what floor?
Sample!
Get in on Chappelle's Show. New episode next Wednesday at 10:30. Only on Comedy Central.
There's still just one place on TV where a man can be a man.